I slid my pink-rimmed sunglasses up to rest on my head, pushing a loose auburn curl back into place. My southern drawl was as thick as molasses, but it carried a bite that could rival the local moonshine. "Honey, I'm like sweet tea," I'd say with a wink. "Southern brewed and not for the faint of heart." Those who knew me knew that was the gospel truth. I found myself in the dimly lit confines of a dusty secondhand store, staring at a rickety curio cabinet filled to the brim with Precious Moments figurines. The air was a mix of mothballs and long-forgotten memories, but my mind was on business, not nostalgia. There he stood, Mr. Shifty, as I'd silently dubbed him, at the store's counter. His eyes flitted around nervously underneath his cowboy hat as he attempted to make a purchase. Every twitch, every shifty scan of the room was like a neon sign flashing guilty in my mind. Trying to keep my cool, I skimmed the Precious Moments collection. Then, to my surprise, one particular figurine seemed to call out to me. "Lord have mercy, Mama's been harping about this one," I whispered. I couldn't help myself. I pulled out my bedazzled smartphone and snapped a quick pic, sending it off to Mama with a cheeky, "Ring any bells?" But, as luck would have it, the guy at the counter must have felt my gaze. He whipped around and I, in sheer panic, ducked out of sight. My sequined purse. Its strap snagged the edge of the cabinet. Everything seemed to move in slow motion as the cabinet teetered and toppled, spilling its porcelain occupants with a cacophony of shatters. Mr. Shifty took this golden opportunity to make a run for it, but he didn't know who he was dealing with. With my heels clicking in protest, I dashed after him, shouting, "You ain't getting away that easy, cowboy!" That day, the citizens witnessed a fiery Southern belle, bent on justice, chasing down a man who had picked the wrong woman to mess with.